This week, Nebraska became the first conservative state in 40 years to repeal the death penalty. It was a contentious vote which involved a bill that was originally vetoed by Republican Governor Pete Ricketts. After heated debate, though, the state's legislature overrode his veto. That bill and the debate surrounding the death penalty have been drawing attention to Nebraska's unique political system. It's the only state in the union with just one chamber of its legislature. It's also officially nonpartisan. Did that play a role in what happened this week? Gordon Winters is the opinion editor at the Lincoln Journal Star. He's with us from Lincoln. Gordon, welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And take us back to the 1930s when this started. Why did Nebraska embrace a nonpartisan legislature?
It had more to do with a legendary politician named George Norris, who was described at the time as a New Deal Republican. Today, they would probably call him a rhino, Republican in name only. He supposedly wore out two sets of tires as he drove around Nebraska campaigning to have the bicameral legislature changed to a unicameral, nonpartisan legislature.
And why did he have support?
Well, I think it was just his arguments. He said it would be more efficient. He said that it would be easier to follow because there's only one house and bills would not go into conference committee and be changed there and come out with people not knowing what was in the bill. So it was the idea that it would be simpler, cheaper, and that resonated with Nebraska voters.
What does nonpartisanship mean in practical terms today in Nebraska? Do members with different beliefs sit near one another or on the other side of the chamber, or how does it work out?
There is no aisle. They're all mixed up. Some senators request to be seated next to other senators. Everybody knows who the Republicans are and who the Democrats are. And so, yeah, you can argue that, you know, it's nonpartisan in name only, but it's definitely different than other states. The biggest thing is that there's no party dictates as far as who gets into leadership positions in the legislature. Votes for committee chairmanships are secret, and oddly enough, quite a few Democrats recently have served in committee chairmanships. For example, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee is a Democrat.
But they don't have that title attached to their name. They're just nonpartisan.
They are nonpartisan on the ballot. Candidates are not identified by party. The parties don't caucus. There's really little involvement by the party in how the legislature operates.
So how much do you think that this had to do with the death penalty repeal vote?
I think it had quite a bit to do. I think it would have been really difficult for Nebraska to repeal the death penalty if it was partisan because, for one thing, the governor was adamantly opposed to repeal of the death penalty. He vetoed it, and the legislature overrode his veto, but he was not able to call on the party to enforce discipline. Notably, one Republican senator had gone around and lined up a significant number of Republicans in support of repeal. And they stuck with it, regardless of what the governor had to say. And there was nobody in the party to threaten them or bring them into line.
Well, has that ever happened on a big issue before because of this very reason?
It happens frequently. You know, this is an issue that's attracted a lot of attention nationally. But there are other issues. For example, this year, Republican senators voted to increase the gas tax. That may not have attracted as much attention nationally, but it was the same thing. The governor opposed the increase in the gas tax, but the Republican senators wanted it, and they got it, and the party couldn't do anything about it.
So if this is so successful in your view, why has no other state done this? Or is there something unique about Nebraska that makes it ripe for this kind of legislature?
I think that it works well in Nebraska. You know, it's just normal in Nebraska. The first clerk of the unicameral legislature in Nebraska said he predicted that other states would not follow because that meant that politicians would have to legislate their jobs out of existence. And that's probably a good reason why it hasn't happened elsewhere.
That's Gordon Winters, the opinion editor at the Lincoln Journal Star. Gordon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.